A prayer for our children, deliverance. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. By the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. To you and your family, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, we call upon the Lord God of hosts to work deliverance in their life. May the arrow of the Lord's deliverance strike their heart and pull down the strongholds of their mind, casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, likewise to all their people, that his beloved, our children, may be delivered. Save, O Lord, with your right hand and hear us. Now may the Lord of peace himself give our children peace always in every way. The Lord be with our children. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with them. In the name of Jesus Christ, an everlasting light, the God of patience and comfort, deliver our children and their people from anything that binds them. Lift the heavy burdens from their shoulders, bring them and their people out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and break their chains in pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fountain of living water, may our children and their people be set free, for if Jesus, the Son, makes them free, they shall be free indeed. Let them and theirs stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made them free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. May the Lord have mercy on them and their house, for they and their people are weak. Let the Lord who heals heal our children and their house and all of their land. May they and their family and their nation fear the Lord their God, and he will deliver them and theirs from the hand of their enemies. On every side they shall dwell in safety. He will lift them and their house and their nation above those who rise against them, and deliver them and their people from the man who would destroy them, from the hand of the enemy, and from the ambush along the road. For the Lord, the God of recompense, has seen their affliction. He has heard their cry, and he knows their sorrows. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, you who set your glory above the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, our high tower, in Christ we pray that El Roi, the God who sees, will deliver our children and theirs away from the hands of the enemy and from those who persecute them. Bring them and their family from the hand of all who oppress them. Deliver them and their house and their nation from the hands of those who would plunder them. Deliver them and their people from those who would hate them. Save them and theirs from all those who persecute them. Bring them and their people out of the house of bondage, and deliver them and their house from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. May the Lord turn away all ungodliness and deliver them and their house and their nation from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, and from the seductress who flatters with her words. May the Most High God deliver them and theirs from being drawn toward death and hold them back from stumbling to the slaughter. According to his abundant mercies, may the Lord deliver them and their house from the hand of those who would curse them and turn their curse into blessing. May the Father of righteousness set them and their people free from their magic charms, tear off their veils, and deliver them and their house and their nation out of their hand, that our children shall no longer be as prey in their hand. We pray that the Just One will deliver them and their house and their nation from the hand of the wicked, and redeem them and their people from the grip of the terrible. They may fight against our children and their nation, but they shall not prevail. The Lord is with our children and their nation to deliver them on every side. Our children and their people shall dwell in safety. May the Lord deliver them and theirs out of all our troubles, and give them and their family favor and wisdom. Their life shall be as a prize to our children, because they have put their trust in the Lord. May their life be precious in the sight of the Lord, and may he deliver them and their house and their nation out of all their tribulation. In the name of Jesus Christ, their strength in whom they shall trust, let their Redeemer deliver their soul from death, deliver their feet from falling, that our children and their people may walk before God in the light of the living. For the Lord God is the tower of their salvation, and he shows mercy to his anointed and to their descendants forevermore. The Lord God will contend with those who contend with them in their house and their nation, and he will save their children. The Lord God is their hiding place. He shall preserve our children from trouble. He shall surround them with songs of deliverance. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings light the world, for he is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, King, eternal, immortal, invisible, in his name our children have been redeemed. They have been called by name, and they belong to the Lord. When they and their people pass through the waters, God will be with them, and through the rivers they shall not overflow them and their family. When they and their people walk through the fire, they shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch them. For he is the Lord, and he is their God, the Holy One of Israel, their Savior, their Redeemer. The Lord will purify them and their house, and purge them and their people, that our children may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness. Though they and their house may be hard-pressed on every side, they will not be crushed. Though they and their people may be perplexed, they will not despair. They and theirs may be persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in their body. Though our children and their people shall go through fire and through water, The Lord will bring them and their family out to rich fulfillment. For the Lord has granted to them and their house that they, being delivered from the hand of their enemies, might serve him without fear, in the newness of the Spirit, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of their life, that they and their children shall learn from Jesus Christ, and they will find rest for their souls. For Jesus' yoke is easy, and his burden is light. God has lovingly delivered their souls from the pit of corruption, for he has cast all their sins behind his back. Our children and their people have been upheld by him from birth. He has carried our children from the womb, even to their old age, even to gray hairs. He will carry our children. Where they and theirs have sinned, may they return to God with all their heart and with all their soul, and he will hear from heaven his dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause and forgive our children and their house. God has delivered our children and their family from the power of darkness and translated them and their people into the kingdom of the Son of his love. May the life of Jesus be manifested in their mortal flesh. Grace to our children and their house, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for their sins that he might deliver them from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, called faithful and true, in Christ we pray, that wisdom will enter their hearts, and knowledge is pleasant to their souls. Discretion will preserve our children, understanding will keep them and their people, to deliver them from the way of evil. According to the faith of God's elect, in Christ we pray, that our children and their people will get wisdom and understanding, that they and theirs will embrace the wisdom of the Lord, and it shall exalt them in their house, promote them and their people, and bring honor to them and their family. The Lord's wisdom will place on their heads an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. The Lord redeems their life from destruction and crowns them with loving kindness and tender mercies. Through knowledge, our children and their families shall be delivered. Their righteousness will deliver them from death and trouble, and their posterity will be delivered. In Christ we pray that their thoughts are right and their mouth is upright, that our children and their family will walk wisely, that they and their people are humble, for the Lord is their lamp, and God lightens their darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, their buckler, in Christ we pray that they and their people are true witnesses who deliver souls. In Jesus' name, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children the riches of his glory, we pray that they and their people be not afraid of their enemies' faces, for God is with them to deliver them. He has put his words in their mouth and has covered them and their house with the shadow of his hand. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will warn the wicked of their wickedness, and the righteous that they should not sin, and their souls shall be delivered. The Lord shall reward our children and their house, according to their righteousness, according to the cleanness of their hands. He will recompense them and their people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Christ of God, we ask that the Lord will stand with our children and their people and strengthen them, so that the message might be preached fully through them and their people, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified in them and their house, that they and their family be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. The Lord is faithful. He will establish our children in their house and guard them and their people from the evil one. The Lord will deliver them and their house from every evil work and preserve them and their people for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the breath of the Almighty, let Jehovah Ra, the Lord our shepherd, deliver their household and deliver them and their people into a good and large land, and land flowing with milk and honey. In Christ we pray that Jehovah Nissa, the Lord our banner and our victory, may walk in the midst of their camp to deliver them and theirs, and to give up their enemies before our children. Therefore, let their camp be holy, that God may not see an unclean thing in them and their house and their nation, and turn away from them. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the righteous branch, that our children and their family will possess their birthright, their inheritance, that little by little God will drive their enemies out from before them and their people, until they are increased and they inherit the land. In Christ we pray that they and their family will make no covenant with the unholy, nor with their gods, neither shall they and their people serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto them and their house. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that our Father that is in heaven will not lead our children into temptation, but deliver them from the evil one. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down. May the Lord deliver their life from the wicked with his sword, and with his hand from men. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, O Lord. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Let the Lord deliver our children and our people out of the mouth of the lion. May the Lord therefore be judge, and judge between our children, them and their bloodline, their nation, and the evil one, and see and plead their cause, and deliver them and their people from his hand. The Lord is their rock and their fortress and their deliverer, their God, their strength, in whom they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold. Blessed be our children and their family of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High. As for God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. Now, my God, we pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to this prayer. Heed our prayer because we put our trust in you. We give thanks to your holy name and triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children, their entire bloodline, and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer. We pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.